Right now, Congress is looking at expanding U.S. defense and security in space. Lawmakers working on the National Defense Authorization Act, or NDAA, are working out the size of the Army, the number of aircraft and ships to buy, and they're also deciding whether or not to authorize a new Space Corps.
But the idea of a uniformed service for space has been controversial. Some say the U.S. needs to have a presence in outer space to conduct military operations today. Others say the current military structure can handle those operations.
Russell Berman is a senior associate editor at The Atlantic. He recently wrote about whether or not the U.S. military needs a Space Corps. Russell, welcome to Central Time.
Good to be with you.
Well, can you talk about whether we have a specific Space Corps or just do this via the military? What kind of operations, what kind of needs are seen for the military, the U.S. military in orbit?
Well, obviously, that has a lot of satellites, and basically every element of warfare is fought through space in one way or another, similar to the fact that so much of what we do involves space, whether it's using the GPS on your phone or getting an up-to-the-second weather forecast. That involves space. And so everything the military does, whether it's defensive or offensive, in terms of capability, involves GPS, it involves satellites, it involves space. And so the debate is really a bureaucratic one, whether to create the first new uniformed service in the military in 70 years since the creation of the Air Force after World War II.
Who is calling for this change, and what's their argument for it?
So a bipartisan group of lawmakers in the House of Representatives are the drivers behind this. And the House, for the first time in their annual defense bill, included an authorization for the Space Corps, and that passed earlier this year. In the Senate did not include a Space Corps. They included just really one additional office in the Pentagon that would coordinate space policy. So a big difference in terms of bureaucracy. And so the House and the Senate are going to have to work out their differences, and we should know by the end of the year whether Congress actually creates a Space Corps or not. It's a big fight at the moment.
For those House members from both parties, as you say, who are supporting this idea, how are they making the case that we need this, in effect, separate entity within the U.S. military?
Well, it all goes to the idea that space just does not get the priority or the attention that it deserves right now, and that it needs culturally and bureaucratically its own separate service in the military. And these lawmakers point out that the Air Force, and this isn't really disputed that much, that the Air Force is really a fighter pilot service. It promotes fighter pilots. It's oriented around the fighter pilot. And so even though the Space Command, which has, I think, 36,000 personnel in it at the moment, is within the Air Force, it plays second fiddle to the traditional role of the Air Force as a fighting force in the air and not in space. And so they think that just basically they don't even necessarily want to expand the Space Command so much as just move it out of the Air Force, give it its own power center in the military, and that will refocus the Pentagon's attention toward space in a way that it hasn't before.
Right. The argument seems to be it's the forgotten branch of the Air Force. If people who are ambitious and want promotion, they become fighter pilots. Funding, you write, people are worried that funding to the space program, the space part of the Air Force, gets shifted in other directions. Is that what people are worried about?
Right, that that the Space Command is used as a piggy bank, and so for whenever the Air Force needs to sort of backfill some funding for a new fighter jet or something like that, it takes from the Space Command, and that's just an indication of how low of a priority it is right now. And so the Air Force and the Pentagon are opposed to this, which is not surprising. Historically, the military does not like Congress dictating change. In fact, 70 years ago, when the Air Force was created out of the Army, it was the same type of fight bureaucratic meddling is what they accuse Congress of doing. So that's what it's up against. But this is not a new idea. It's something that was first broached by former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld before he became Defense Secretary a second time in 2000. But then it got kind of sidetracked after 9/11, as so many other things did, as the nation refocused on the Middle East.
We're talking to Russell Berman from The Atlantic. He recently wrote about the idea of having a separate space corps, a separate command within the Air Force dealing with operations in orbit, in effect. And Russell, there's theorizing about what a space corps might have to deal with, whether it's a separate entity or not. What kind of attacks or threats are members of Congress and the military worried about?
So the concern is Russia and China, and it's not specific threats so much as that they, over the last several years, have upped their capability, and they, according to one of the congressmen I spoke to, they have near what was known as near peer status with the United States when it comes to space. And as with anything else, related to the military, the United States prides itself on superiority, and so the notion that Russia and China are catching up to us in capability is scary, frankly, for these members of Congress. And so one of the things that they blame is the fact that because space has not been a high enough priority in the military, we've allowed Russia and China to catch up, and so they could pose a threat either by, disrupting our satellites, if not, in terms of an outright offensive attack.
And the concern, the secondary concern, is that disrupting these satellites, as you mentioned, these are key to military operations. So it might mean guidance systems for missiles, direction finding for, I guess, tanks and infantry units, all those sorts of things in the event of a conventional conflict could be disrupted a lot.
Right, exactly. As one expert pointed out, it's when we put a bomb on a target somewhere in the world, did that bomb come from space? Not physically, he said, but the bomb would not have gotten there without our space capabilities. So it's a space-enabled bomb, and that's basically every bomb that we drop in the theaters that we're involved in right now.
As you say, members of the House are leading the effort here, the Senate not including it in their defense authorization bill. How about the White House? What is the Trump administration saying about all this?
The White House hasn't, I think they've backed up the military and the Pentagon, which is formally opposed to this. They haven't issued a veto threat if it's included in the final legislation, and so that's an important distinction. And so from what the advocates of a new space corps say, and they expect that the military and by extension the White House will fight this, but if Congress is able to pass it over their objections, they expect that the administration will go along with it. In other words, it's not like they have drawn a line in the sand and saying that if you put this in the bill, we will veto it. They haven't done that yet. So that's why there is some hope that even though the administration currently opposes it, there might be something to be worked out.
And as you say, this doesn't mean if this separate command is created that more money would be devoted to space stuff. But it sounds like with the separate command that piggy bank would be used only for the space stuff, not rated for other Air Force priorities.
Right. The funding would be secure and there would be, relative to the amount of money that we spend on the military, would be a very modest uptick in initial, cost of offices and uniforms and that kind of thing, but not a real big expansion in the size of the personnel or in directly in new military capabilities.
Now you mentioned there's pushback from the military itself. What are the supporters of this saying to that pushback? Are they saying, okay, yeah, there's valid reasons, but we still think we're right? Or is it just this is standard bureaucratic pushback that we need to overcome?
More the latter. It's that the military always, and in bureaucracy in general, always opposes change, especially when it's dictated by Congress and sort of coming from outside. And in the military, they give this excuse a fair amount. There was a big push to audit the Pentagon. It's never been completely done. And they say, well, we're involved in in two wars right now, and it's now is not the time. And so the members of Congress point out, well, we always seem to be involved in a war. There always is a higher priority, but at some point we need to address this, and especially if they agree with the idea that space needs to be a bigger priority, then they need to come forward and at the very least put their own proposal on the table for making it a higher priority without creating a new uniform service.
We'll leave it there. Russell, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Russell Berman, Senior Associate Editor at The Atlantic. He joined us today to talk about calls for the U.S. military to create a separate space command.